Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Digging Deeper podcast. Guys, if you feel dumb, if you ever feel stupid, if you ever feel some kind of self-destructive, self-shaming thought, let me tell you this. I walked out of my apartment, and the moment I walked out of my apartment, I immediately had this reaction. As the door was closing behind me, I went, oh my God, I left my keys inside. And so I went all the way downstairs to the lobby, had to talk to security, except security wasn't there. So I had to wait 20 minutes for security to show up. I just sat there and I told them the scenario, the situation, and they took me all the way back up. They opened my door for me. And as I was entering, they said, isn't that your key on your bag right there? I looked at the bag that was on my shoulder and I saw my key fob dangling from my keys, which was hooked onto my bag because I had hooked my keys preemptively the day before onto my bag because I knew that if I was locked out, I would be screwed. So I didn't want to lock myself out. So I had preemptively hooked it onto my bag. I had done that the day before, and I had forgotten that I had done that. Literally, as he said that, and I saw that, I quite literally, I am not even exaggerating as the way people often say with the word literally, I actually fell down to all fours on my knees with my hands on the ground, literally yelling out, oh my God, I'm so stupid, as the security guy walked away laughing. So if you feel a little dumb today, if you feel stupid, if you did something and you made a mistake, hey, it's okay. You're not as dumb as PD today. Now, I wanted to share that story because it was funny. I had a good laugh about it with the security guy as I was taking the elevator down. And you might also, listening to that story, be like, what apartment? Well, this is the first podcast that I'm recording out of my apartment. Very specifically, I'm dropping this podcast in tandem with Digging Deeper episode 10, which is last week's podcast. I recorded that at the top of last week. And I'm recording that podcast and this podcast exactly a week apart, 7 days. And if you listen to episode 10, I was hesitant about putting out episode 10 last week because it felt so heavy. It felt so heavy, and I was having hesitancy on even releasing it at all because I was being so vulnerable. I was telling you guys about how I had such a massive anxiety attack and how I was going through this difficulty. And part of that difficulty, part of my anxiety attack was because of, well, living out of my office for the past 4 months and having been on the string of trying to get into this apartment building for the past 3 weeks and the difficulties of that. And in that podcast, I expressed how I realized, yes, there is some level of efficiency to living in this building, and we'll get to that in a second because already it's proven to be so much more fruitful. But a big part of it was also my ego. My ego of my ex and I tried really hard to move into this building for the past 2.5 years. And I felt like if I couldn't move in here, I was breaking that promise to both her and to myself. But I really had to ask myself, because it brought me so much anxiety, who am I trying to prove myself to? And I realized that I was trying to prove myself to a past version of both her and me that no longer existed, an us that no longer was. These expectations that were not even set upon by myself, but set upon by a ghost of myself. And so I let it go. I let it go, and my assistant and I discussed this. Before I even recorded that podcast, my assistant was the first person I opened up to about that. I told her what I was going through. I told her why I was having this massive anxiety attack, and admitting that I think a big part of it is my ego. So I'm letting it go. You know, whatever happens, happens, but let's start looking into other options, living in other cities, other apartment buildings. And lo and behold, about half a week later, about 3-4 days, I got the apartment. I got the apartment. And for the past several days, I have been moving in here. This move is actually going to be over the course of like maybe a month or two, just because it is not something I can do where I can necessarily load everything up in a van, because there are all these videos to film and I'm not necessarily going to take time off. I could take time off to do it, but I already had business plans in place, what I'm doing with the Patreon, both this month and next month. And I did not want to disrupt that schedule because of my personal life, because of a living situation. And this is not putting work ahead of myself. This is setting my priorities straight. I knew that as long as I came in here with the bare essentials, that I would be able to live out of here and do my work. And I can just slowly bring things in over time, over the course of a month or two. And so I've been in my apartment for about 3 days now. And admittedly, I tried to record this podcast 3 days ago on the night I moved in. That was impossible because, one, by the time I finished moving in my bare basic essentials, it was like 3 a.m. It was a lot of driving. It was a lot of back and forth. It was just not something that I could have done in one trip. And then the second night, I tried recording the podcast and I was just too emotional. And being in this apartment building has been weird. It's been very emotional. And we'll get into the emotional aspect in a little bit. So, the efficiency. I finally moved into an apartment. Now, the biggest thing is this no longer wreaking havoc on my mental health, my living situation, that is. I straight up left Vegas when Blair left, and I had been steadily working on my mental health, thinking that we were going to get back together because that was the situation that we were in at the time. And ultimately, she chose to end the relationship. And it really, really hurt my feelings. And to be frank and to be honest, I was living out of an office while dealing and juggling with all of that, while also dealing with a lot of the critique and the negativity and the hate, and also coming off of just losing my child. And it was so much. And I have been steadily, step by step, trying to recover this entire time. But you know what's made that really, really difficult is life itself. Life itself. And I know this is something that everyone has to go through all the time, but also I work just an exorbitant amount and I really love doing that. But the system that I had developed in place over the past however many years was based on a system that no longer existed. Living in Vegas, having ease of access to this and that, having a second person, having a partner who could run errands for this and that. All of a sudden, everything was a two-hour trip. Everything was a two-hour detour, whether it was to go shower at the gym. Mind you, I was, again, living out of an office, so I didn't have a shower. A two-hour trip just to get food, not necessarily even grocery shopping, but get food. And I had a mini fridge in my office. I had some food in there, fruits and such for my health, and keeping on top of that. But beyond that, it was just a lot of time-consuming effort and work. And it was all time that took me away from one, either relaxing or resting in general, or two, my work, my filming. And it's been a steady recovery process over the past however many months, as well as working on my mental health, talking with my therapist, and now working with a coach to actively heal myself, as well as now hiring my assistant to have things run efficiently and smoothly. And, you know, we have been working together now for about two, three weeks, and she has made my life so much better, so much easier, so much relaxed. And she has been helping so much with the work, as well as being a voice of reason, being a person who is also not just taking things off my shoulders and easing some of the anxiety that I have related to my work, but as well as having a sounding board to collaborate off of. Now, the efficiency of this building. What makes it so efficient is that, well, the grocery store is just mere steps away. And so it is an American grocery store. So I can't necessarily get everything here because I'm Korean. I love me some good Korean side dishes every now and then. But now that can be more of a once in a while kind of shopping thing on a day off type of thing. And most of the time, I can just simply go downstairs and get whatever groceries I need. You all know the scenario and the situation. Sometimes you need just one thing, just this thing. And previously, with my situation of living out of my office, my goodness, just to get out of the office, get in my car, drive somewhere, park, go into here and there, and then pick up lunch, dinner, whatever it is, and then throw out the trash, especially given that it was an office building, everything was just a little bit more cumbersome. It was, well, it was not a situation in a place that was meant for a person to live out of. It wasn't meant to be convenient in that way. But now, grocery store is just minutes of a walk away, and that walk alone is really great for me. As well as, well, throwing out the trash is only a few steps away. It's an apartment building, so I have a garbage chute right around the corner. And I have a shower within walking distance. I have a shower that I can actually use every single night and every single morning, or in the midday if I need a mental reset, whatever it is. And over the past few days, what has been so, so good for my mental health is cooking for myself. I'm a cook-at-home type of person, and cooking for myself, once again, this is something that I have not done in a really long time, maybe in over a year. Last year, when my burnout was really, really bad, I was not cooking. Blair and I were doing takeout or delivery like often, and that definitely didn't help our finances either. And, you know, I'm very grateful to be in a scenario, in a situation where I could live out of an office and eat out every single day. But one, that wasn't healthy in general. And two, ultimately, that was just non-existent rent money going into having to eat out. And now, so for even cost-effective purposes, it is so great. But even for my mental health, how much I didn't realize how fast my brain and my mind and my body and my sense of urgency was always in motion these past 4 months. Getting food, the process alone of that. And now just slowing down, listening to a podcast, listening to music, just putting on some classical crossover music and just cooking, doing the dishes. My God, the peace in that has been so profound. It has. And all of that has been contributing to some, I would say, some great filming sessions. And I am so grateful that I am in a position where I can do that now. Now, we're wrapping things up with August quickly approaching. You may have seen my assistant's post, who is opting to not have their name out there, and they're just simply going to go by admin. And my assistant and I are working hard to have not just variety, drama club, and listening parties and such ready for August, but also simultaneously putting it out now in July as well. And this is sort of one for us to test our system as well as simply just paying you guys back, paying it forward, as it were. And I'm really grateful to everyone who has supported me through these trying times. And, you know, financially, it's not the best case scenario in terms of the Patreon, but luckily I had some help over the past month, and it allowed me to hire my assistant. It allowed me to get help, and it allowed me to expand out into recovering myself. And so I'm just really grateful, and I'm prepared to get this Patreon back into a place where, back into a place of consistency and joy. Now, when we talk about joy, I do need to preface something when we speak about joy in this context here on Patreon. I want to make it clear that this is hard. I'm finding that all this filming is actually insanely hard. And my assistant, who's been here helping and watching and learning all, even just like the side administrative stuff, has said to me, "You film way too much. You do way too much." And I said, "Yeah, it is what it is, but I also love it. I also dig it. And I do believe that it's not going to be as difficult once I'm actually a month ahead again. But for now, because I'm behind, we have to push it, and I have to push myself." But there is a component. There is a component that is consistent, and I want it to be prevalent in people's minds and that they know where I'm going with this. I am fine. All right. Over the past 3-4 months, I know I've worried you guys. And in the larger grand scheme of things, over the past year, I know I've worried you guys. I went through an extremely dark time in my life, honestly. The darkest time in my life. And I am here doing this because this is once again my form of therapy, because I have what feels like nothing. And this is the only joy I have in my life. But at the same time, it's still work and it is hard. And I do have health conditions like gout and TMJ, this jaw issue that makes it difficult for me. But I'm doing it because I need that difficulty in my life. I have to play the game that is life, on veteran mode at hard level. One, because, well, I need that to sustain the life that I have built for myself over these past however many years. But also, two, that's just how my brain and my heart works. I do like pushing myself. I do like working hard. And so I'm back at it, and I'm working hard, and I have a renewed and newfound energy and faith. But I do need to make it clear that I'm fine and I'm okay, but I might not seem like myself anymore, and that's okay. But people should be aware. I might not seem like myself, but I hope that my reactions and I hope my commentary and my observations, whether it's on my culture studies or my listening parties, in the variety content coming up, have expressed my newfound resolve and my newfound interest and joy in all of this. But I'm not the same because I am grieving a life that I was headed towards and I was building towards for the past 4 years. I'm still grieving losing my partner and being blindsided by that. That was not something I wanted, and it is something that I had to accept. It is something that I have to grieve. And so I'm still in a state of grieving. And honestly, I'm going to be probably grieving for a really long time. A really long time. You guys have seen my reactions. I feel insanely deeply. And I thought I had really found my significant other, my soulmate, someone who understands me on every deep and microscopic level. And they did, to probably the deepest extent that anyone in life ever has. But they still also didn't get me. And I'm now in this position where I'm alone again. And honestly, there are moments where I feel really not demotivated, but unmotivated, where I feel empty after recording. Recording and filming, it brings me joy. I feel alive when I do this. But afterwards, I do feel a profound sense of emptiness. There's nothing to go back to. And that's not a bad thing. I want to make that clear. There's nothing to go back to. There's no one to lean on. And so sometimes I sit here, and sometimes I get emotional, and sometimes I cry, and sometimes I grieve. And again, I'm probably going to do that for a while. But I have built myself up to a point of a healthy mindset and a growth mindset that I am now at this point where I will do that. And a few minutes later, sometimes an hour later, sometimes it's hard and it's a few hours later, I'll just pick myself up and I'll just move forward. Because when there's nothing else, when there's nothing behind you, nothing to return to, nothing to lean on, the only way is forward. And so I have just been moving forward, letting myself feel, not pushing down my feelings, not avoiding my feelings, not running scared, letting myself feel. And so, hey, if sometimes I don't film this specific content that you really wanted, I'm sorry. I'm doing my best, I promise. All right. I hope you guys enjoy the content that I put out. And as I get healthier, I still have a long ways to go, a long road of both physical and mental health that I have to work on. And right now I'm pushing myself, but I'm not pushing myself past my limits. Not anymore. The amount of content that I was putting out, the juggernaut amount of content that I was putting out, I was pushing past my limits constantly. And that did not work out for anybody. You guys saw that. And so I hope you understand that what I am doing right now at my current capacity, this is at my fullest strength. But I am also taking care of myself. So I also don't want you guys to worry, because I know I've also made people worry, and I know that I'm a workaholic, and you guys can see and know that I'm a workaholic. So even if you see me working hard, know that I'm working hard. Sometimes I might work too hard, but I won't burn myself out. Not anymore. Never again. This was the greatest mistake. This was the greatest tragedy of my life. And I don't make the same mistakes twice. That's not the kind of person I am. And so it's been a long road, but I can genuinely say that I am in a very healthy state of mind. And now that I've moved into an apartment, it felt just prophetic and cosmic in its happenings. I let go of it in my heart. I let go of moving into this building. I let go of my ego, of me trying to fulfill some kind of promise to nobody that this promise is even for. And suddenly it works out. But now that I'm also in this building that I had promised my ex that we would move into, and I'm alone, I do get a lot more emotional than I was expecting, than I was realizing. But hey, we were together for half a decade. I don't think I'm going to get over them for a really, really long time. And that's okay. But that's where I'm at. I'm doing so okay. I still have my rough moments, rough days, but it's rough. It's not bad. It's not terrible. And as you can see, I'm still a little dumb. All right. So I'm not perfect, but I'm trying my best. And I hope you guys enjoy the July content. I'm going to be filming Demon Slayer and very excited to check out Demon Slayer. I've only seen good reviews online, no spoilers, but I'm also going to be wrapping up the XG documentary this month. I've been filming the Triple S Badge War, and my God, that is incredible. And gearing up for August and getting things back on track. So I just want to, one last time, thank you all for sticking with me. Thank you all for your support, not just as a creator. This isn't PD talking now. This is me as a person. Thank you for supporting me as a human being. I don't have anyone, I have never had anyone that has ever believed in me my entire life. I've always fought for everything that I have ever earned or needed, and it has created an unhealthy workaholic mindset, and it unfortunately blew up in my face, and you guys still supported me. And I'm not talking about monetarily, while I appreciate that too, definitely. But I feel so alone in this universe, now more than ever. But the moments that bring me back are when I remember that you guys still stuck around, you guys still believed in me, you guys still supported me. And I'm so grateful for that. I am working on healing myself, so I'm not going to apologize for certain things that I don't need to apologize for. I'm only going to apologize for compromising myself, and I can only promise that I won't anymore. And I know it's been a long 3 months, but sometimes slow and steady wins the race. So, thank you for supporting this turtle. I will see you guys in another episode of The Digging Deeper. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And week. Bye, guys.